Welcome to the Fleet Code, a podcast brought to you by Fleetio, where we dive into the latest fleet industry trends, technologies, and best practices. My name is Zach Searcy, and today I'm going to keep this intro brief because today's topic is about identifying inefficiencies in your fleet operations. And my podcast producer told me the most inefficient part of this podcast was my ramblings at the beginning. So, instead of attempting to prove him wrong, we're trimming the fat and getting right into our conversation with Bill Spare, the fleet manager for the town of Apex in North Carolina. Let's dive in. Bill hasn't always been a fleet manager. He was a child first, and then after that, he worked as a technician for a dealership and then went on to open his own auto parts store, selling late model BMW parts. And then, as we all do, he got the itch and has been in municipal fleet management since. Most recently, he took over as the fleet manager for the town of Apex.
Yeah, so my background being a technician was, it's been a huge benefit in my career. You know, I really never saw myself entering the fleet industry, to be completely honest with you. I just never really considered it.
Now, I recently read an article, which is just a fancy way of saying that I watched a TikTok, around the idea of finding the dead bodies when you start a new job. The concept being that before you start making big recommendations in an organization, you should first ask questions that allow you to discover what others have already done and found to be both successful and unsuccessful. When trying to boost the operations within a fleet organization, it's easy to want to make a big splash quickly, but if you take the time to hear what has already been tried, you can be more tactical in the recommendations that you make moving forward.
When I first started my position, you know, like everybody, they're really excited to come in and make a difference. I was in a newly created position. The town has been, you know, growing rapidly, so, you know, there's now a need for a fleet manager. But luckily, I kind of had the wherewithal to step back, kind of take a breather and, you know, properly assess the fleet. One of the first things I did was I conducted one-on-one interviews with my staff and some of the end users of our vehicles. When talking with the internal employees, my big drive was to really just figure out some of the concerns and, you know, problems that they were facing on a daily basis. The existing employees have been here for quite a long time, so, you know, they're familiar with some of the issues the fleet has faced in the past, some of the things that they've tried to remedy those issues.
So maybe you can find a fresh way to try the same things, or enough time has passed that their test is worth revisiting, but you should always listen to your team first to learn about their experiences. Uncover what excites them and what frustrates them. The best plan quickly becomes ineffective if you're unable to get buy-in from your team, so include them in the conversations as early as possible. Okay, and now that you've started to build out a plan and have the buy-in of your team, you need a way to measure success. And as much as we'd all love to measure success based on vibes, we've found that actionable data is more accepted by the higher-ups when it comes to proving the value of a solution. So, what is going to be your key performance indicator or KPI with which you measure success? For Bill, he realized that one of the gaps in the town of Apex was finding the right time to retire or replace an asset in the fleet.
Another important thing that I kind of dived into was the asset replacement scheduling. You know, how often are vehicles being replaced? Are there set replacement schedules? Has the fleet been following those replacement schedules? And if not, you know, how much money is it going to take us to catch us back up to it?
And here's how he relied on data to make that decision.
Take things that I started looking into was the, you know, the operating costs of these vehicles to, you know, to determine the cost per mile. You have to have, you know, a good understanding of the vehicle service history, you know, how much parts, how much labor, some of the additional costs such as, you know, vehicle registration, insurance, all that stuff goes into that calculation.
As you can see, it's not just about finding ways to make a difference. Once you identify the inefficient processes or opportunities for improvement, you also need a way to prove yourself. Here are some KPIs that you could tie into more high-level goals for your fleet. If you're wanting to control costs and do a better job of sticking to your budget, you can measure that by tracking the total operating cost of each fleet asset, or TCO if you're looking for another acronym to share at the dinner table. Tracking the TCO of each asset allows you to see which ones are cost outliers, and you can use that to really hone in on the source of the budgeting problems, be it unplanned breakdowns, poor driving practices, or something else entirely. Or, Say you realize that your fleet could do a better job of sticking to maintenance schedules. Start tracking your on-time maintenance compliance. You're not alone. Bill is also trying to improve maintenance in order to reduce the amount of unscheduled breakdowns that are happening in his fleet.
We use the work orders created in Fleetio. So everything is determined either to be scheduled or unscheduled. So it's really easy to come up with what our ratio is. Our ultimate goal is to have a ratio of 80% scheduled to 20% unscheduled. Because in my experience, I've seen that some of the unscheduled repairs can be almost double the price of the scheduled repairs.
The key takeaway is that you need a system in place to measure your progress, or you'll never truly be able to show the impact of your efforts. If you're looking for some other ways to improve your fleet operations, I'll include a link in the episode description to a blog around 6 different KPIs that many of our customers have set. If you're struggling with figuring out where to make an impact in your fleet, or you're too deep in the trenches to step back and really audit your fleet, we've found that it's especially helpful to rely on the experiences of others in the industry. I actually got connected to Bill through a fleet industry conference, and he said that these events have really allowed him to see how others are dealing with the same things as himself.
Attending numerous fleet conferences and trade shows, and you know, I highly recommend anybody in the fleet industry to try to attend as many as possible. They're great places to see the latest trends in the fleet industry, and you know, technology improves so fast that's really where they can, you know, demonstrate the new technology that's out. It's also a great place to meet and talk with your vendors, some of the vehicle manufacturers.
It can be impossible to see where your fleet is lagging if you're living in isolation. So schedule time for conferences or download industry reports to see what other fleets are doing and then see how your fleet stacks up. Okay, I'm going to take a moment to shamelessly plug our fleet industry benchmarking report. We recently released the 2024 version of the report, and it includes industry average metrics like the cost per mile of operating vehicles, the average time it takes to resolve issues, and the average vehicle life cycle for fleets. These benchmarks can help you see how your fleet aligns and help you identify places to improve your operations. You can find the link to that in the podcast description as well. Before you dive headfirst into making big changes for your fleet, here's a parting word from Bill.
Definitely take it slow. You know, like I said, when I first started, I was really eager to, you know, make a difference. But, you know, it's important that you kind of step back and, you know, although you may be able to see the issues on the first day, correcting those issues will definitely going to take quite a bit longer. Another piece of advice I would have is to record your fleet's baseline data. You know, this will allow you to show the improvements you've accomplished. And, you know, it also may be good to use for justifications for any of those decisions you made.
That's all I have for today's episode of The Fleet Code. I hope you found this conversation helpful, and I look forward to learning ways that you've improved your fleet. I'll leave you with a parting question. What would you say is your number one responsibility as a fleet manager? Leave your answer as a comment on our YouTube channel or send it over to us at podcast@fleetio.com. Your answer could be featured in a future episode. And as a reminder, The Fleet Code is brought to you by Fleetio. If you're looking for the best way to run reports and track the success of your fleet operations, Fleetio's fleet management system brings all of your fleet data into one system so you can set goals and surface any gaps immediately. You can learn more about Fleetio at fleetio.com. That's F-L-E-E-T-I-O.com. All resources from today's episode can be found in the episode description below. Make sure you subscribe to The Fleet Code on your podcast platform of choice to keep up with the latest tips and tricks for fleet managers. Leave a review or a rating if you're into that kind of thing. And if you have a topic that you would like for us to cover, send us an email to podcast@fleetio.com to let us know. Subscribe to our newsletter and follow @Fleetio on social media for even more fleet management best practices.